Penguin Random House Audio presents A Bella Flora Christmas by Wendy Wax. Read for you by Amy Rubinate. Chapter 1. Celebrating Christmas with real-life celebrities can be complicated. This is partly because of the paparazzi they attract, and partly because of the oversized personalities they possess. No matter how many times we look at their photos splashed across a tabloid cover and tell ourselves that famous people put their pants on one leg at a time just like we do, the truth is, they probably don't. My name is Kira Singer, and I know this because I became famous, make that notorious, for falling in love with a movie star named Daniel Duranian while I was working on my first feature film, believing him when he said he loved me, and giving birth to his child. And because my mother, Madeline, is dating a rock star. Yes, my mother, who I'm pretty sure is one of a very small subset of 52-year-old grandmothers who can claim this distinction. More on this later. It's only a matter of days until Christmas, and I'm standing in front of Bella Flora, the seriously cool 1920s Mediterranean Revival-style home perched on the southernmost tip of Passagrill, a historic fishing village on the west coast of Florida. I don't know where you're spending the holidays, but it's a sunny 70 degrees here, and the sky is a brilliant blue, streaked with eyebrow-thin white clouds. The streetlights are garland-wrapped, with great big red bows tied at the top. Blow-up Santas and palm tree trunks, wrapped in Christmas lights, line the two small roads that lead on and off the barrier island. There's a much better chance of toasting...